You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Men's Lacrosse Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Colorado College head coach Sean Woods. Sean, first of all, thanks for taking time out of such a busy schedule to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Happy to do it.
Sean, take us through your mindset as you begin your first go around in an SCAC Men's Lacrosse Championship with your first year with Colorado, but also knowing that you guys are the defending champs. What's the team's mindset heading into Birmingham this weekend?
Well, I think we're very confident. You know, we've built a lot of momentum throughout the season, playing a pretty strong schedule, then leading through the SCAC and doing pretty well throughout our games there. And I think our mindset is to kind of stay the course. We've had a very consistent run here where we've sort of been, you know, telling our guys to judge our performances, not so much based on our opponent, but how we feel we played, you know, if we were to play, you know, in the SCAC championship. And I think we've done that. I think we've brought a consistent effort in practice each day and brought a consistent effort and even in the past couple games where we've been kind of just really, really just focusing on our skills and fundamentals and X's and O's where we can keep playing at a high level. So when we do hit the tournament, we're ready to play and ready to keep with our winning ways. So I think it's been very much a stay the course and be consistent and focus on fundamentals and keeping disciplined. And I think our guys have done a great job of buying into that whole mentality. And I'll tell you, we're excited. We really are.
Sean, what's the adjustment been like for you and what you think it's been like for the players as you're in your first year here? You obviously come from a very successful program in Mars Hill, from 2007 through 2011. And Colorado had obviously had some pretty good success, too, in the last couple of years prior to your arrival. Talk a little bit about what that adjustment's been like and how you've been able to keep up such a consistent program.
Well, honestly, I was dealt a pretty good hand. Coach Van Arsdale did an excellent job of recruiting and set the discipline and really set the table well for me coming in. I was very impressed with the guys' work ethic, and quite frankly, inheriting the four captains that we have has been a huge bonus. I mean, we really have excellent leadership, and I believe, you know, you're really only as good as your seniors. And our senior class, although small, has been very, very hardworking, very disciplined, and they're very vocal. You know, they hold people accountable and they make people around them better. So I really don't deserve much of the credit. I inherited a great group and a great bunch of leaders, and the program was kind of set for success. I just had to kind of come in here, and I guess I'm kind of using this term, stay the course, and keep our guys focused on the prize. And our guys really bought into it. And I'll tell you, having a new coach can be tough. And this senior class has had three coaches in 4 years, so it's been really tough on them. But it kind of is a testament to their character and how they're able to adapt and move on. And I remember when we first sat down and met with them, they basically looked at me and said, "Coach, you know, we're not looking back, we're looking forward. We're ready to buy in and ready to lead this group to bigger and better heights." And they all looked me in the eye and told me that. I was relieved. And they haven't wavered from that. It's really been a strong effort from the top down, from our seniors all the way to our freshmen. And it's been a pleasure coaching these guys. It's an ambitious group. It's a hard-working group. It's a physical group. And they've bought into everything that the coaching staff has really thrown at them. So, you know, when you're dealing with change, that can be tough. There can be questions asked. There can be doubt. But these guys really didn't put any of that forward. And I was really appreciative of that.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Men's Lacrosse Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Colorado College head coach Sean Woods. Sean, we mentioned briefly just about the success Colorado College has had the last couple of seasons, especially now. You've won the school's won both prior SCAC championships. How much pressure is there? How much pressure do you feel as a staff and as a program to try to maintain that? And how do you deal with that as a team?
Honestly, we don't even bring it up. It's not something we talk about. We talk to our guys about short-term goals. And right now, all we're focused on is Sewanee. You know, we don't talk about the championship. We don't talk about the SCAC. We talk about Sewanee. And I think that's the best way as a staff that we can put it forth to our guys. And our captains really buy into that. You know, we put short-term goals in front of these guys every year. We never look beyond our next opponent. And that's really all we're focused on, is winning the next game. And I think if you talk about SCAC championships and you talk about NCAA bids, you're kind of putting the cart ahead of the horse. And at times, you know, that's how you will feel pressure. But I think if you just put it forth and, you know, next play, You know, and if we make a mistake on the lacrosse field, make the next play. And if you win a quarter, it's 0-0. And our guys really bought into that mentality, and I really think that's how we've been able to sort of not avoid, but just not really bring up the fact that we are set to kind of repeat or hopefully repeating as SCAC championships. We just really focus on the task at hand and the first play of the first game, and our guys really bought into that. It's all about our next opponent and the next play.
Coach, last question, and we'll let you leave on this, but who are going to be some key players? Who are some other players that, you know, maybe haven't got as much attention throughout the season, but you feel may be ready to step up during this weekend here? Who are some of those players that you guys are going to be kind of leaning on towards as you look to have a successful weekend here in Birmingham?
Well, the obvious players would be our, you know, Zach Steven, our goalie, Ian Coughlin, our top defender, Zach Pierce, you know, our top defender, LSM, and probably Moses Taylor at attack. But I really put a lot of weight on the faceoffs. I think Kevin Wiley, Nick Ahrens, and you know, Henry Hillet, Sarah Thomas, that faceoff crew, along with our wing play, is going to be key to us having valuable possessions and outnumbering our possessions versus our opponent. And as well as our defensive midfielders, our short sticks, we call them the Jackals, Will Harris and Gray Ricker. We think that they're a big part of our success. We think they're an excellent group that does a good job. And you know how the game of lacrosse is these days, a lot of teams really attack the short sticks, and those two guys have really done a good job of defending and buying into the team atmosphere defensively. So I would say, you know, that those are kind of the unsung heroes of our team that really have to step up this weekend to help us gain valuable possessions and help defend their short stick dodges.
Colorado College head coach Sean Woods and the rest of his Tigers open up defense of their SCAC championship on Friday, April 27th, 5 p.m. Central Time, playing the 4th seed Suwannee. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Safe travels, and again, best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. My pleasure.